Welcome to the Alchemia Success Show. Today, I am very pleased to have with us Lubna. She is an international best-selling author and a professional speaker and multi-award winning strategic dynamo who is globally recognized for extraordinary skill of being able to mentor entrepreneurs to gain clarity, focus, and momentum with lightning speed. This all sounds super amazing. I am super, super excited to have Lubna here with us today. This is a wonderful opportunity because her expertise is very specific and is very related to this incredible opportunity to help grow entrepreneurs in their own journeys. So today, Lubna is going to share with us her journey and her best strategies, insights. Even we're going to ask her about some secrets that she can share with us to know what has contributed with her own success. Thank you very much, Lubna, for being here today with us. And please let us know, how did you get started in all of this wonderful and amazing journey?
Well, first of all, Diana, thank you for having me on your show. It's really an honor to be here. And thank you for you who is watching or listening to this, because you've made a decision to invest in yourself. And as you may know, the best investment is an investment in yourself. Well, my journey, entrepreneurial journey, started 10 years ago. So a couple of weeks ago, I celebrated being an entrepreneur for 10 years. It was 10 years ago that I walked into a chamber of commerce and decided to become an entrepreneur. Now, out of those 10 years, it's important to know that I was employed in the corporate world here in the Netherlands where I live. And my business was actually my hobby, my side hustle. So I've started as a coach, helping people get rid of their fear of public speaking, or someone wanted to be more effective in conversations, so communications. I've done training on NLP, nonverbal communications. I've done lots. And it wasn't until the end of 2014, and I was looking at February 1st, 2015, it would have been 10 years ago that I started that job as an ITer. So I'm a techie. For those of you that want to know what my background was, I've worked in IT for almost 15 years. And I really thought that was a moment where I thought, what do I want the next 10 years of my life to look like? Because now I have an opportunity to reflect. I was happy in my job. I was loving what I was doing. I just thought it's best to now think about how do I want the next 10 years to look? And in that moment, what happened in my mind was a movie going back and thinking, what happened to me in the last 5 to 8 years is my colleagues, clients, managers all said to me, you only do what you enjoy doing. And what you need to know that in that time, for me, that's very normal, because when I started my very first job, my very first real job, I made a sacred agreement with myself. And I call it a sacred agreement because it was exactly that. I promised myself, I've committed to myself that I was going to have fun at work. And if I was not having fun, I would leave. Mm-hmm. Even if I didn't have another job, even if circumstances did not make it so, I would still leave. So it was a very deep commitment to myself. That's why I called it the sacred agreement. Now, because I made that agreement, it became normal to me. Because with a commitment to yourself also comes the commitment to take action and to create an environment where I was going to have fun. So I didn't look at my colleagues. I didn't look at my managers. I didn't look at my clients to make it fun for me. I did that. And before you know it, then it becomes my normal. What I didn't realize was that it wasn't normal for the rest. And that was the reason that a lot of people said to me with admiration, you only do what you enjoy doing. And it took me, I think, anywhere between 30 to 50 people to say that to me, to realize, isn't it normal for you? So I started responding to people and saying, well, you can have that too. And something very weird started happening. Everyone I said that to said, no, 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 because I'm different. And I found that very startling because I thought, if you think I was born this way, you're mistaken. Yeah. So at the end of 2014, I decided what I want to spend the next 10 years doing is being available for people who say, I want to learn to have fun at work. I want to learn how to only do what I enjoy doing. And that meant for me to say goodbye to my job and financial security and become a full-time entrepreneur.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That sounds... that's what I did.
Wow, that sounds super amazing. It's super inspiring, certainly, because it was a totally decision based on you, on your own experience, in your own, you know, feelings, in your own aspirations. So yes. That is what actually is, you know, incredible to appreciate, because what we don't realize is that making those decisions at the time of actually making those decisions is not easy, right? It's not easy, no. Like to be released of the fear of, I have been, you know, with this stability for so many years, and how it would be not to have it. Like how I am gonna, you know, survive and gonna manage my life without having this stability. And I think that that's the point in which many people struggle a lot in deciding, yes, I want to create something for myself. That is the point, is that fear. Yep. How did you actually, you know, handle that adversity in your mind and the doubt? Like, what was, you know, that specific driven power that make you say, yes, this is.
Yeah. What they say is, if your why is bigger than your fear, you're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And my why was really big, because I thought there were so many people struggling, and whether you're employed or an entrepreneur, if you're not enjoying what you're doing, I believe you're not showing up as the best version of you. Mm-hmm. And that means that we all get to suffer because you're not giving it your best. And that is so big for me. That's so important to me, because at the end of that are people that suffer from burnout, that suffer from other physical or mental issues. And I don't want to live in a world where people get sick because they work. Mm-hmm. I don't. So if there's a way that I can contribute to that, that is what's driving me. So yes, the fear of, oh my God, I just said goodbye to financial security. And to be really honest with you, when I made the decision in 2014, it would take me another 3 years to actually leave my job. I took 3 years and I decided I'm going to leave. And I even said it to my manager at the end of 2014, said, I'm going to leave this organization. I don't know when, but I am going to leave because I'm going to start my business. I'm going to enlarge my entrepreneurial phase in my career. And I tried the very first 3 to 6 months with the help of a business coach, but it didn't click. Mm-hmm. So I thought, okay, I have to leave this job because I said I was going to leave. So I commit to everything that I say. And I said, what I need now is actually a part-time job instead of a full-time job, so I can work 3 days a week and have a little bit of financial security and build my business in 2 days a week. And that's what I did for 2 years. And then I left, because I thought, now I've got a foundation to really go for it without fear overcoming that. So I chose my path, whilst my business coach said, if you do not leave your job, you're not committed enough. And I thought, yes, I understand that. But for me, if I had left in the moment that she said to me I had to leave, I wouldn't be where I am today. I needed a different journey. I needed to do it in smaller steps instead of saying, I'm leaving in one go and we'll see what happens. Yeah. And I think that that's one of the tips for those of you watching or listening. If you're feeling, or someone telling you, if you're not, you have to leave your job and jump full in, then you can be successful. If that feels really wrong to you, then do it in between phase of a part-time job of 3 days a week. Do something that will provide you with that financial security. Invest in a very good business mentor. and build your business that way. It will take you a year or two, but you'll be more ready and more secure and more confident to really jump than in any way, shape. And if it is to you, and you're a daredevil and said, no, I'm going to jump head first and leave my job entirely, then do that. But feel inside what feels right to you and give it a deadline. Because I gave myself 2 years, and after 2 years, I left my job and jumped.
That's awesome. I really love that piece of advice. It's very smart, actually, because, you know, online, I've seen so many, you know, influencers and business coaches and trying to inspire people and say you have to follow what you are meant to do, and that is true, but everybody's journey is absolutely different.
Yes.
So by you continuing to be in a regular job, that doesn't mean that you're giving away your dream. You're working slowly to get that confidence that you say. The confidence is what is gonna make the person to be more, you know, secure, in the sense that giving these steps are going to have a good result. So it doesn't necessarily mean we have to follow exactly what this person is saying, because their own journey has been different, with different conditions, with different financial situations. So it doesn't go that way. It's just like following the heart, in the sense, whatever feels comfortable is basically the best strategy. That's good. So how did you get your first client?
Well, that's the good part, because I had been employed for so many years, there were a lot of people that knew about me. Wow. And I made sure, I'm a networker, I'm a connector. So I talk easily about what I do. I had been in front of groups. I mean, I taught, I gave training, I gave workshops, I attended conferences as an attendee, but also I did workshops. So there were already people knew me as a speaker, as a trainer, as a coach. So when I started my business, there were a lot of people in my network that said, I want to hire you for a workshop, or I want to give you a consultation job. And I have a project X, Y, or Z. So I've got a lot of people that knew me. Yeah. Because what I invested in the most is speaking. So I branded myself when I really started as a speaker. I invested time, energy, and money in making the transition into a professional speaker and just branded myself that way. So you would see on my social media, I'm speaking there, I'm speaking there. That didn't mean I didn't do anything else, but I wanted to be known as a speaker so I would get more speaking engagements. And there were a lot of people that saw me speak in front of at an event, in the room, and then 6 months later they would refer me to someone else and say, oh, you really need to have her on this event, because I've seen her speak and she was great. So that started happening. So in that period of time, I really didn't have to do a lot of marketing, because people already saw that I was speaking in any way, shape, or form, so they just referred me.
That's awesome. So my understanding is that you are also an author, a best-selling author. So I'd like you to please explain us a little bit how this specific journey has been with you, like your books, what type of books are those ones, and this type of journey that you follow as a writer.
Yeah. Well, again, I'm going to be really honest. If you had told me 5 years ago that I would be an author, so not even an international author, not even an international best-selling author, I would be an author, I would have laughed in your face. And I would have said to you, I'm a speaker. I can't sit behind a laptop, write a book. What would I write about? And that was 5 years ago. I would have honestly said to you, I'm never gonna write a book. Yeah. Be careful what you say, because before you know it, you're an author. And I never believed that I would be an author, and I've literally just launched my fourth book.
Oh my goodness. How did that happen? How was your first book? What take you there?
Yeah. Well, my very first book is a friend of mine here in the Netherlands did a thesis on social innovation.
Yeah.
Because she saw a lot of change management processes and projects and programs we experienced, both of us, that just didn't go as well. And there were big promises, but those promises were never delivered. And we were like, But that can't be the case, and specifically in the public sector. And she wrote her thesis about it and said to me, she said, "You've inspired me." And I said, "How did I inspire you?" He said, "What you always say," and this is one of those things that you use a sentence, but you don't know that you're using it. And she said, "Every time we talk, you were to say, you need to reframe it. Instead of looking for a solution to a problem, look for someone who's already solved the problem." Mm. I'm like, "Do I really say that?" She said, "Yes, you definitely say that." So instead of writing my thesis around the question, why do change processes and program fail, I'm going to look for organizations that have done it successfully in the public sector. Mm-hmm. I'm like, "Okay, I inspired you to do that." I did. And she said, "I'm going to go to a step further. I want you to help me. So to go with me and do these interviews." And I still remember that very first interview that we did here in the Netherlands at an organization in the public sector. And we came away after 2.5 hours. The interview was planned for 90 minutes, but we spent 2.5 hours with the most passionate people we had ever met, sharing the journey of how they transformed their organization from a bureaucratic one to an employee-centered one. And we were like, "Oh my God, we want to work here. Can we work here?"
That's awesome. Yes.
"We want to work here." And that inspired us so much that we started telling that story even before she read it. She wrote about it in her thesis. And before you know it, we thought we could spend the rest of our lives sharing this story, but we wouldn't reach so many lives. We want to reach so many lives because there are so many people struggling. What is a way that we can reach a lot of people with these stories fast? And we came up, let's write a book together. And that's my very first book, a book in Dutch. Yeah. We wrote about those 7 organizations that have done a great job. And we wrote that was my very first management book. The second book came and thought, okay, now I am an author, so I can't say I'm not an author and I will never be an author. Yeah. And I thought, okay, what's the next level from that? And an opportunity arose to be in a collaboration book. So I wasn't the only author. I was with 17 other ladies and write a chapter in English. And I thought, that's next level, because the very first book was in Dutch and the second would be in English, which as someone whose first language isn't English, is a challenge. So I said yes, despite the fact that I'm thinking, how am I ever going to write something in English with it not being my first language? But I did it, and that book became an international best-selling author. So I went from being an author to an international author and an international best-selling author. And I've done that 2 more times. So I've published a third book. I've been in a collaboration book for the third book. And the last one is another collaboration book that just launched a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah. Wow. And what is that one? And let us know what is this about, the last book? This is just brand new.
Well, one of the part of a community of entrepreneurs. And they're from all over the world. So from the US, the UK, the Netherlands, we've got people in South Africa, Australia, New Zealand. And we're a community of entrepreneurs supporting each other. And one of the things that the founder of this community saw with the global crisis we're in is that a lot of entrepreneurs were struggling and were literally paralyzed with inaction because they thought their business was over because of the crisis.
Yeah.
She said, "What about if we can get together with 24 of us and share, each one of us, share a specific strategy to go through the crisis and come out of it thriving?"
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that was the idea. So she got 24 of us to say yes.
Oh, of course.
We all said yes. And 24 hours later, she said, "The chapter has to be done by the end of the week." So we went from idea to published book in 1 week.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable.
Yeah. Not only that, that book became an international best-selling book in 6 different countries.
Yeah. Wow.
Including Japan.
Wow. Congratulations. That is very amazing. This is super inspiring. I'm in the process of writing my first book. So all of this is just, you know, very touching in how to, you know, come up with a real drive and actually take action and do it. It's totally possible. Yeah. And in these times with the technology and with every, you know, like there is a lot of access to a lot of resources, information, other people in the journeys. There are so many ways to produce something that could be very inspiring for other people. So why not do it, right?
Well, and to be fair, what happened for me with this last book is it shattered the belief that writing a book takes time.
Yes.
It doesn't. I mean, we went from idea to published book in 7 days.
That is amazing. And many people now, they can see that many people is, you know, also producing books or content in that way. And they are figuring out how, if regularly we thought that it would take years, months writing a book.
Yeah, and I think that one of the things, a couple of my suggestions on that one, having gone through the process of 4 books and this last one doing it really fast, is have a compelling idea. Mm-hmm. So something that is so important to you that you cannot imagine not doing it.
Yeah.
Okay. Have that, because we had an idea that too many entrepreneurs are struggling. So if we take 6 months with this book, they will be bankrupt by the time we've launched this book. This book needs to come out fast.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
That's a very compelling drive.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's one. Number two is have a structure. The reason why most people don't write their book is because they don't have a structure and a strategy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's the second success strategy. Mm-hmm. We knew it's 24 authors. Each author writes a chapter, and the chapter has a template of a story leading up to advice, mm-hmm. leading up to a specific activity or strategy.
Yeah.
That was the structure. Mm-hmm. So it made it very easy to write fast.
Exactly.
And then make sure that you have people around you that can proofread it for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be the
So have a community editor. Of people around you that can do it mm-hmm. for you, and mm-hmm. you don't have to go to a publisher. You can self-publish, and that doesn't have to stop you either. So I think that whether it's writing a book or being an entrepreneur, whatever you do in your business, mm-hmm. is if you have a very specific goal, that's a compelling goal, that's important to you, and then a structure and a strategy, you can get it done in as much time you're willing to invest.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great advice right there. Thank you very much for that. Very interesting advice about the book. So what is, where can people get your book, and what's the name of the book or the book, the collaboration?
Yes, absolutely. The title of this last book is The Law of Brand Attraction.
Oh.
And you can get it on Amazon.
Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah.
Yes. And for those of you that want to buy the book and get some amazing bonuses with the book, audiobook through thelawofbrandattraction.com.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to get some, you know, this subtitle. Yeah. So it's easy to access to the Law of Brand Attraction. Thank you.
Yes.
So the other question that I have for you is that you, as a coach, also, of course, you also mentor entrepreneurs. What do you feel that is unique, like that the entrepreneurs feel, this is my coach because she, this is her specific expertise? What do you think or you feel that is unique about your own style or your own offering?
Yeah. Well, you introduced me as a multi-award-winning strategic dynamo. Now, strategic refers to what I'm good at. What I'm really good at in supporting people is to come up with a strategy that is in alignment with your goals and an action plan. So what you need to do. But what I'm also good at is I do it at lightning speed. As in, we can have a conversation and within 10 minutes, I will have you had clarity and focus. So it doesn't take me a lot of time. And I've been able to do that because I've invested a lot of time, energy, and money in the last 25 years to learn how to do that fast. Oh, so cool. I don't spend months helping you come up with a strategy. Mm-hmm. I do it fast. And the reason why I can do it really fast is besides the investment is one of my traits and the things that I'm really combination that I have is, and I've shared the story about me being an IT-er, is I'm both analytical as well as creative.
Oh, wow.
So you do know that, or you have people that say, oh, you're more of an analytical than a creative. I've got both. I can analyze as well as generate ideas. And that combination makes me, as a mentor and a coach, someone who can support you in coming up with the right goals, the right strategy, and the right action plan that is in alignment with your personality. Because that's one of the things that I'm really passionate about is I do not believe in a one size fits all. I think that that's one of the things that trips a lot of entrepreneurs up, is because they try to adopt things that are not in alignment with who they truly are.
Yeah.
And I look at who you are and advise you and mentor you on what is in alignment with that.
That's awesome. So speaking about that, you know, like strategy, what would be one piece of advice that you can give to an entrepreneur to actually get focus and clarity in your own particular expertise? What would be one advice, one tip?
Well, one thing is, it is really important to decide and make a commitment to yourself about what type of entrepreneur do you want to be. And there are many types and many ways you can be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. And the very first thing that I see a lot of people not do is when they're starting a business or they've been in business quite a few times, is make that decision. What type of entrepreneur am I, or do I want to be?
Yeah.
Because that will define what kind of business you're going to build. And what kind of business defines the goals that you need to have and the strategy that is in alignment with those goals. So I think that would be my top one advice. Make a decision. What type of entrepreneur do you want to be?
That's a great piece of advice. Yeah, there are many. And usually, because traditionally, some people decide, like me, for example, that we came from a regular job, right? I wasn't born in a family that had a company already. I just had to make the decision being in a regular job. So for people like us that started in this journey, sometimes you were, let's say, an engineer like me. And let's say that I knew how to design houses, for example, or in the civil engineering, for example. And what regularly happens is that because I know I have that expertise, so I say, I don't want to work for this company anymore. I just go and start my own company and I design and try to get clients. But then what people realize is, okay, I didn't know that having a business was gonna require me to have expertise in marketing, in sales, in finances. Because my expertise was in making the drawings, right? The designs, let's say. So this is interesting because having that focus, that clarity in all, you know, the overall strategy that an entrepreneur has to have, it doesn't come just with making a decision. It also comes with investing in getting some guidance and direction from someone who has been in that, you know, already and knows all the other elements that maybe we don't have. Of course we don't have because we've been in our own, you know, expertise in our own trade, let's say. So that is great that you are, you know, dedicating yourself to actually help entrepreneurs to gain that clarity and focus and to help them, especially in these very critical times, right? Because this time is when I feel more than ever, small business owners or even any size need a lot of expertise from people that know how to properly leverage those type of strategies like you. You're an expert in knowing how to help people, you know, to grow and to gain that momentum, clarity going. So it's wonderful. There is some question that I like to ask sometimes to the guests, and it's just about yourself. It's more about, you know, like to understanding a little bit of you, how you manage things, because you're a lot about strategy. If you could time travel back, let's say 10 years, 20 years back, what would be a piece of advice that you give to yourself in 5 minutes? What would you say to yourself?
Oh, I love that question. Mm-hmm. In one of the books, I've actually written a letter to my 10-year-old self.
Ay, that's beautiful.
With advice.
It's right, that is the answer.
Yeah, no, that's one of the answers, but I'm not going to force you all to buy that book. Please do if you want to, because it's a whole letter. But what I would advise my 20 years back, I would advise my younger me to keep going, mm-hmm. to keep doing what I am doing and believe in myself, and everything will be just fine.
Did you have many times in which you felt, you know, insecure, like maybe I cannot do this, maybe this is not for me? Did you have those times where you were kind of like always very confident?
Oh, I am a human being just like you and whoever is watching or listening to this.
Yes.
If you had known me, and one of the things that I share is if you had known me when I was 11, 12 years old, you would have met the most shy girl in the world.
That's incredible. Yeah.
Yeah. So most people that know me now think, no, that can't be the case. You love to speak, you love to be in groups, and you love to talk. No, believe me, that's not why I started. I started as a very little shy girl, mm-hmm. who had blackouts when she needed to make a test on school, who had fear of failure massively. Mm-hmm. And who just didn't want to talk to people. She loved, and she still loves, books. I would absolutely escape in very thick books that I read and just be in that world, because I love that world more than I love the outside, mm-hmm. world. So yes, I mean, I'm a human being. I still have those. I mean, literally a couple of years ago, if you told me to go on video, I would say no. Put me on a stage with 1,000 people in the room and I will say yes. Put a camera in front of me and I'll say no. And I've learned to do that too in a confident way. So I guess my core message is we all go through things that we think we'd never, ever think we do. I mean, bear in mind, I've already shared a couple of examples. If you had told me that I would be an author, I would have laughed in your face, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I'm an international author, a best-selling author. I've won awards for the work that I've done. I've been in books. I've been interviewed on podcasts, shows, magazines. I mean, that doesn't happen if you're not willing to grow and evolve and say yes, even if you think, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that's great. I feel totally identified with you. Yeah, those things just come, you know, out of the building the confidence slowly and believing in the first place that it is possible. Yes.
Yes, and to add to that, surround yourself with people that hold you to a higher standard than you would hold yourself.
Yeah.
And that will support you, because I wouldn't be where I am today if I hadn't had that community of people, of other entrepreneurs who are on a similar, mm-hmm. journey and who are committed to supporting each other grow. I think that is, because we don't usually find that in our local areas. I mean, our family members usually don't get why we want to be an entrepreneur at all.
That's exactly what happened to me too.
No, and to be fair, they just want to protect you. So it's really important, mm-hmm. to invest in surrounding yourself with people that understand the journey that you're on, that understand, yeah. where you're coming from, that understand you and what you need as a support. And I think that's one of the drivers behind the last book, The Law of Brand Attraction, is to provide that, because we said we don't just want to publish this book, we want to put our contact details in the book so that people reach out to us, because we are here to support other entrepreneurs. We are driven by that in any way, shape or form.
That's awesome. Yeah. So if is there any question that you wish I had asked so far to you, something that you'd like to particularly say?
No, I guess that the most important core messages I've been able to share. So I can't think of a question at the moment. No.
It's okay. How people can get a hold of you? How people can actually reach out to you, communicate with you, ask questions, or even, you know, like hire you for your
The easiest way to reach out to me is I am on all social media. So if your playground is LinkedIn, you can find me on LinkedIn. So connect with me, send me a message and refer to this interview so I know where you got me from. If your playground is Facebook, you can find me on Facebook. I have a business page that has my name. So just search on my name and I'm sure Diana will put the links up with the description with this video and podcast episode. But if you're more on Instagram, you can find me there too. So easiest, send me a direct message on social media, start following me there. If your playground is YouTube, you can find me there too.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I feel that in today's world, the traditional publicity, you know, vehicles are kind of gone, so this is the best way now to be in all the social media. So it's great that they can you made it very easy for people to get a hold of you. So that's awesome. Okay, thank you very much for this wonderful opportunity. It's been packed with so many wonderful advice, and for sure it's been an inspirational journey, and we are so honored to be able to speak to you, or basically to listen to your story, feel identified with you, and extract all of these wonderful strategies. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for investing in this time with us, and to being able to extract these wonderful insights from you to share with the world. Thank you very much, Lubna. And I guess that we can later on schedule another episode so we can know about your new books or your new journeys. One thing that I actually forgot to ask is that what do you feel that is coming next? What is coming in the future? Do you have any plans or specific things that people can get also, you know, excited about with you?
A couple of things. First of all, because what I've found is a lot of people struggle with, and especially now with the crisis, in investing to have me as their mentor, because that does require investment. So one of the things I thought, how can I support you without the hefty investment, is I am creating an online course that you can go through. So you can, one of the things that I'm be launching in the next couple of months is that online course in support of entrepreneurs who can't afford me as a one-on-one mentor. And I have a podcast. So I've got my own podcast, and I am probably starting a second podcast in the future. And one of the other things that you will be able to see of me is a collaboration with a personal brand coach, where we're going to provide something for entrepreneurs who want the combination of discovering their personal brand, and from discovering their personal brand, translating that into a business strategy so they can go out in the world and support in any way, shape, and form that they can.
That is wonderful. I am super happy that I didn't forget this question, because you see, all of this is a lot of, you know, opportunities there for people to even get more in contact with you and get all of those very valuable, you know, insight that you have. Thank you for sharing this with us. And now, yes, thank you very much. It's been an honor, and we hope to see you soon again. Thank you very much, Lubna, for being here today.
My absolute pleasure, and have an amazing day wherever you are in the world.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye.